We recently acquired a cat, and this cat has just taken over our entire lives. He's all over the place. He's just become the boss of the house. He sleeps in the bed. He walks around. He meows if he needs to get some food and things like that. And actually, as a matter of fact, during this hot weather, what I've got to do is I've got to pour cold water from the fridge and I pour it into a spoon. And then he drinks that cold water out of the spoon. So this is how spoiled this cat is. Just sort of crept into our lives. And I've never been a cat person before, but we've spoken about this on the Weekend Early Breakfast show. And I'll say it again, that pet ownership is an absolute privilege. And with that privilege comes great responsibility. One of those is knowing pet first aid, because as you would need the first aid for yourself as a person, your animal would also need it. So it's essential for us to have a look at not only first aid for ourselves, but first aid for our pets, because we are going to be the first responders when those pets get hurt, when they get knocked over by a car, when they go and sort of fall out of a tree and things like that. So this morning we are joined by someone else who understands that. And it's a very good morning to Susan Holdsworth, the owner of First Aid for Dogs. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for this coverage.
I think the first thing that we need to establish here, Susan, is actually how did you get involved in this? How did you establish this First Aid for Dogs?
I think that it started the day I was born, because even in my pram, I was always putting my hands out for the animals, the cats, and etc. And at the age of four, I used to play with legavons. I had a nest of legavons on our farm. I've always been involved with animals in all sense, in all ways. Then I wanted to become a vet, and but being from Rhodesia, we didn't have Afrikaans, so that didn't happen. To cut the story short, I was involved with emergency services as a advanced life support for ambulances, both in Johannesburg and here in Cape Town with Metro. And but the whole time, my heart has been with animals. People kept on asking me questions. My dog is doing this. What does it mean? And it went on and on. And so then I decided, I contacted Honest to Poet, the Pretoria University, the Faculty for Veterinary Research and Science, the professor, the last of us. And I said to him, I wanted to do a thing on first aid for dogs and a book and that. And he said, at last, thank God for you. You make 10 rand a book, you make millions. Well, Zane, I battled. The vets weren't prepared to back me because they didn't know me. They didn't, you know, they didn't want people to know they am the dog.
You know, first aid for dogs, which is essential, and I can fully understand that a number of vets wouldn't want to assist you because they would be thinking, no, this would be taking business away from us. Instead of the fact that if I recognize that my cat or my dog, you know, needs attention and needs to be assisted, that I would be the first one to take the dog, because I've been able to recognize what's wrong with the dog. I'd be able to take this dog to the vet. So, what is pet first aid?
All right. It's basically an awareness. People, will take, a dog will be doing something different and they'll say, silly dog. And they will walk away. Meanwhile, the dog will have a major problem. Or the dog will be very sick, and because of financials, they'll say, oh dear, we'll leave it for tomorrow and we'll see how he is. Meanwhile, the dog is dying of a like bloat or something terrible. So first aid for dogs is basically an awareness. I'm not taking the place of a vet. Nobody is doing that. We are creating an awareness, preparing from the golden hour, from the event of the accident, the bite, the whatever, to the time you take to the vet. First for dogs, and my book, which is coming out in 3 weeks' time, the second edition of Emergency First Aid for Your Pet, gives you all the indications. If your dog is vomiting, this is what the reasons could be. Not just because he's eaten rubbish food. It could be another reason. And First Aid for Dogs is a serious awareness. Right from the beginning, they learn what shock is and how it can kill an animal if it's not diagnosed. And what, how to bandage terrible injuries, and what to do, and everything like that.
Yeah. You know,
to prepare the animal, prevent further injury, suffering, or infection. And so that's basically what first aid. It goes all the way through. We cover a lot of subjects.
Yeah.
I have got books coming out, but the course itself lasts about 4 hours. and interaction with depression.
Yeah.
On my golden
Susan, I was Susan, I was going to ask you about pet owners and first aid training, you know, because I see that you're offering these courses and they last up to about 5 hours. You know, what is this training about, and why should people necessarily get this training? Because I mean, they, like, we have ambulance people who are first responders to an accident scene or to an emergency. You actually, as a pet owner, become the first responder in terms of when your pet is hurt or you know, in sort of any kind of danger. So these courses and the first aid training that you offer, tell us about them.
First aid courses, they also cover the, for instance, I am very associated with the pet sitters group in Cape Town. Every one of those pet sitters are trained how to look after an animal, how to acknowledge if there is a problem, if the animal has been sick, how to respond, what symptoms to look for. In the front of the book, it's got like the Google, but it's in the book. If the dog is vomiting, it could be one of those following things, and which ones were important that you must respond and take to the vet immediately. What to do for a snake bite, how to respond. It is so important that people know how to respond as a first responder, what to do that will save the dog's life, prevent further suffering, infection, and I'm not even talking money here. I'm talking about the quality of the animal's life, because they are very, very, very special.
Yes.
So the subjects are huge. We have a large subjects that we cover on the course, a large number.
Yeah. Chatting this morning to Susan Holdsworth, and she's the owner of First Aid for Dogs. And as we said earlier on, that, you know, pet ownership is a privilege, and with that privilege comes great responsibility as a pet owner. So how difficult is it to learn this type of first aid for dogs?
It's very, very easy. From my side, it's experience. And the training I've had, and assistance from vets, etc., and obviously from Honest to Put, all my content from my books and courses are approved by the vets at Honest to Put. But my students, I had this last weekend, the youngest was 10 years old. I mean, you know, if a 10-year-old can absorb this information and have fun learning about what to do for his pet right the way through, my oldest candidate was 84. And they all work very easily, because the other thing is they love their animals, and they start talking and they say, oh, yes, but I saw that with my dog. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that he was sick. So that's why my dog died, or things like this. So it's the love of the animal. They thirst for knowledge because they just want to make a difference for their pets. That's the main thing. It's very easy for them to learn. I talk simple language. We don't use big medical terminologies. You know, we're talking one-on-one.
Are South Africans keen on learning pet care? Because, I mean, I know when I grew up, you know, pet first aid was never a thing. And we didn't understand that the dog would actually be sick, or that there's actually something wrong with the dog. And, you know, we'd leave the dog and wait for tomorrow. So are South Africans keen on learning pet care?
Well, in 2008, there wasn't anything in South Africa, ready information. There wasn't. You could Google, but then you got overseas stories. So therefore, that's when I started writing the book and got approval from Honest to Put. And from then, it has snowballed. I wrote the first two books, South African Guide to First Aid for Dogs and Emergency First Aid for Your Pets, that was sold out. Everybody was thirsting for information and for knowledge. I am lecturing all over the Western Cape. I have even been as far as Thaba Zimbi. I even found there.
No.
And to the game rangers and for their dogs. And everybody is now thirsting for knowledge for first aid for dogs. There are a lot of other companies have started up as well, which I absolutely applaud them. And this is the whole thing. The awareness is there. People, yes, are far more aware. It's not just a price thing. You know, obviously, medical attention, whether it's human or for veterinary, is expensive. But the difference is that they can make the difference and reduce that financial bill by actually saving the dog's life right from the beginning, by preventing further injury or infection. It does make a huge difference. Yes, people are very aware. Doesn't matter who they are. So, I'm talking about even the townships. I've got quite a few people in the townships who are being sponsored to do my course, so they can make a difference in the townships.
Yeah, and the thing is, actually, you know, talking about dogs, what would be the first sort of indications that there is something wrong with the dog? you know, other than the dog just not wanting, you know, to sort of respond to you?
Well, I say to my clients, I said, know your dog. What is his normal behavior? Does it, how he looks, his look on his face, the color of his gums, the positioning of his tail, not just food and not just whether his nose is hot or cold. I've got healthy dogs with warm noses. I mean, that's not the point. Just look at anything that is slightly different and pay attention. This is the whole thing. Is the list is endless that they can check it out. I've got the signs and symptoms list on in my book and also on the course notebook. And it actually covers about 40 different signs and symptoms which will make the difference, which other people would just take for granted. Mm. So this is it.
Chatting this morning to Susan Holdsworth on the Weekend Early Breakfast Show when we're learning more and more about dogs and first aid for dogs. Susan, where do people find you? Is there a website and is there a Facebook page available?
Okay. My website is obviously www.firstaidfordogs.co.za. My email address is info@firstaidfordogs.co.za. And I do take a telephone calls, 078-2833-616. And my phone is on 24/7. These are the main places. I live in Somerset West on a huge horse farm, but I do travel to do. So I am available even to go to Mossel Bay.
I'm not going to ask who's paying the petrol cost over there, but I'm certain that, you know, with the passion for dogs and with the love that you have for dogs, that educating most people and sort of giving them an idea as to exactly what to look out for. And as you said, you know, we need to love our pets. And my problem always is because pets are not able to tell you what's wrong with them, you need to learn those symptoms and you need to take care of them. So I'm all for sort of promoting a lot of responsible pet ownership. And I think that is the big thing. The dog that's running on the beach doesn't know that it should have a leash on it when it runs on the beach or when it should be there. It is your responsibility as the owner, you know, to put it on a leash. And it's your responsibility to take care of your pet and to make sure that it's a healthy, loving, beautiful, happy animal while it is with you. And while you have it with you. Susan, thank you so much for your time on this Sunday morning and have a fantastic day.
And thank you so much, Zane. And